All right, Chris. We're back at Marley's.
We're back.
It's week two of our time at Marley's. But we're going to week four. But it's week two of us at Marley's.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling all right.
I am too.
It's a little pocket awareness.
Just a little bit.
We got a new Twitter handle, Chris.
We have a new Twitter handle.
We got a new Twitter handle. You know what I'm saying? Hit it with a Twitter handle, Chris.
The show has its own handle. It is at ALPA_QB1.
Yes. Yeah, so make sure you follow us there. Make sure you follow us on iTunes. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on iTunes. Make sure you hit the download on Spotify. Make sure you keep downloading us and checking us out. We're going to keep giving you this great quarterback information. We also got our QB thread of the week. Go ahead, check that out. I'm doing Daniel Jones this week. We're going to be speaking about him for sure.
Definitely.
What else? What else we got new, Chris? We got
it's your birthday, Mark.
It's my birthday, too. Yeah,
yeah. We got to throw that in
it's
there.
My Bo Jackson year, guys. It's going to be a great
Bo
year.
Jackson
hopefully I don't break
year.
My hip.
Hey, I mean, you can get nowadays you'd be fine. Could you imagine if Bo played nowadays? Could you imagine?
I know, man.
He'd miss a season. I don't even know if he'd miss a full season.
Yeah, that's true. He probably wouldn't miss a full season. I mean, he was able to play baseball afterwards.
Yeah, that would have been something else to see.
I mean, he wasn't as good at baseball, but he still played a good 5 more years of baseball after his hip injury. That's that's something people don't talk about. He played more baseball after that. I remember I got his autograph at the spring training.
I think everybody would have been privileged to get some more Bo.
Yes.
And what he knows.
Yes, definitely some more Bo. All right, man. So let's get into it. So these quarterbacks we got this week. It's been exciting week for quarterbacks. Talk about something just kind of off topic, Chris. Just looking at the PFF grades. I know we're not big pro football focused guys, but just looking at that, I mean, it looks like it's a down year for quarterbacks, man. They only got like three guys or four or five guys over the 80s. What do you think about this year of quarterbacks so far, this first 3 weeks?
I think that the lack of preseason, actually playing preseason, is rearing its ugly head.
And, I agree.
I think it's been a slow start to the season for quarterbacks because they just weren't playing. They've manipulated the way that they handle that because they're so terrified of injuries and because of the amount of money that they spend on quarterbacks, they're not willing to risk them actually getting up to speed by the time week one shows up.
Yeah.
I think that's why we're seeing those low grades.
It's true, and the guys that played in preseason looked the best when they came out. Like, Lamar played a lot in the preseason.
Well, he needed to. I think the Ravens are handling him the best possible way.
I agree, man. Lamar, we'll get into that. I mean, that's a good segue, Chris. Let's get right
you
into
like
Lamar
that?
Versus
you
Mahomes.
Like that?
That's a good segue. That's a good segue, man.
Do you know what I want to say as we segue into this?
What are you going to say about that?
Did we just see the next Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning in Patrick Mahomes and Lamar
Jackson? See, I don't know. I feel like we're sleeping on Deshaun Watson a little bit.
You think...
I think Deshaun Watson.
That's a big matchup, though? You don't think that's one of the marquee matchups going forward for the
for
next
sure.
15 years?
But I think we're still sleeping on Deshaun. I think Deshaun, he might just infiltrate that little rivalry out of nowhere. He's
I
having a pretty good
all
damn
three
year.
In the AFC, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's having a pretty good damn year himself. Well, back to Lamar versus Mahomes. It was a big game for Mahomes. Lamar really struggled as a passer, though. So let's go ahead and talk about that, Chris. He ended up finishing 22 of 43 on the game. I know we don't like it. Everybody doesn't like to talk about completion percentage, but
that's
pretty bad in today's NFL to have 21 incomplete passes in a game. It's pretty means you're struggling for sure. So
yeah, he talked about it today that when he got the opportunity to go back and look at the tape, he was really disappointed in himself with all the overthrows.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't disagree with him.
Yeah.
Can't disagree with him. I don't know if it was really what you and I considered to be his weakness that was showing back up, which was throwing outside the numbers.
I wouldn't necessarily say it was that. I think he just had an off day. And I think his off days are going to be bad, and then his awesome days are going to be good. I think he's going to be a little inconsistent accurately. his whole career. It's just going to go kind of up and down. Like, some games is going to be on point. Some games is not. And I think that's going to be our outlook on Lamar so far. I know his expected completion percentage is, like, the worst in the league right now on next-gen stats and stuff like that. But he needs to – I think he's effective enough. It's not going to matter.
Well, I mean, with what he does with his legs.
Yeah, they're still in the game, right? They lost by 5 points.
And if you get that opportunity to check us out on Twitter, you got to go and see the video that we posted. That throw that he made, rolling to his right, basically on the sideline on the right side of the field, and throwing it back across his body to his left, almost to the left sideline, and the fact that that came down as a completion, like, that's one of those things where I can guarantee you Harbaugh's on the sideline going, no, 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 and as soon as they came down with it, yeah!
Hey, I mean, that was more about who wants it more, because that one dude, he got to go get the ball. That's what they teach you. Can't just let it come to you like it's going to come to you. And Willie Snead went and got it.
That's why he always come back to the ball as a receiver, always.
You can tell Willie likes his quarterback for sure.
Oh, for sure.
He likes his quarterback. So, I mean, well, Lamar struggled. I mean, he still had the little epic run where he broke that one dude's ankles. The Chiefs were raving about him. Like, he was the Chiefs' defense was raving about him. Like, he was one of the toughest quarterbacks they faced. So, I mean, I think he's earning respect in the league, and I think he's going to keep pushing. He just had a bad game. But like I said, his accuracy, man, it's going to go up and down. There's nothing nobody could do about that. It's gonna be inconsistent. It is what it is at this point to me. But
yeah,
he definitely proved he could be an effective quarterback in the NFL no matter what. So, but let's get to the
other side of the ball there.
The unstoppable man.
Mr. Mahomes himself.
He can't be stopped.
Cannot be stopped.
Can he be stopped, Chris? I don't think he can.
You know, the man continues to impress. And I said with my evaluation of him, I was holding off. I did not want to give him too much credit.
Yeah.
But the way that he started this season, Marcus, he started this season better than he started last season.
I know. It's scary. Everybody should be scared. The whole NFL is on high alert right now. They don't know what to do. When he tore up the Ravens like that, I think everybody was just like terrified. And this is play caller too, man. I think Andy Reid has just found his niche, and they just work together. They're perfect for each other. Andy Reid's got his little perfect toy.
Well, I got to say, I'm really impressed with what he does with in the play action game.
Yeah.
The amount of detail that he puts into his fakes.
His eyes too. His eyes are incredible, dude. He was playing with Earl Thomas whole game. Earl Thomas probably frustrated. Like, who is this wizard that's just using his eyes to confuse the hell out of me? You don't know, because he's looking this way and he knows he's coming this way the whole time, but he's gonna look that way to the last second and then he go pow.
You know why? He is an incredible athlete and his arm strength is through the roof. And
yeah,
he's making these off platform, off angle throws, and you know he's gonna just be absolutely dynamic for the next 5 years.
It's gonna be crazy, dog. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know how they're gonna stop him. Somebody's gonna figure it out. I don't know who.
I don't know who either. He's got me at a loss of words. That's what it is, Marcus. Like, I think at this point I gotta say that he's the guy right now.
I told you.
I've been telling you. I needed to see more. And you know what? This first quarter of the season.
It's been wow. enough, right?
Wow,
it's
Marcus.
Like, okay.
It's just impressive.
It's
I'm going to still rein it back because I want to see a full 16 games.
Okay.
But what he's done to start the year, like, my jaw's on the floor.
Mahomes is wild, man. Even I was super high on him coming out, but I never thought he was going to be this good this fast. He's out of this world right now. Like, and nobody knows how to stop him. They can't figure it out.
No, I've been saying pump the brakes. Right now, Marcus, I just want to say, maybe it's time to take that foot off the brake.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to take that foot off
see,
the brake.
See, I've been telling my brother, he reminds me of Dan Marino. When Dan Marino came on the scene, he just blew everything out of the water, blew everybody out of the water, and he was just way above everybody quarterbacking. But the whole problem with Dan Marino is that he never won. And then even though Andy Reid's a wizard, he ain't never won either.
I know. So, that's where it's going to get interesting. That's where it's going to get really interesting.
So like, when I watch the Chiefs, I'm like, yeah, y'all guys are incredible. But that's a real team. Like, let's talk in January. That's one of those teams is like they got to beat the Pats, man.
I mean, you're not wrong.
That's all it's about.
There's another like, wizard on the other side.
They don't have to worry
there.
About the rest of the NFL. They got to worry about Bill Belichick.
Yep.
They're going to get him in December.
Yep.
They're going to have to go in there. They're going to have to try to – they haven't beat him yet. He hasn't beat Bill Belichick yet.
Nope.
He's put up points in, like, the second half. They've adjusted, but Bill Belichick has always come with the game plan to slow him down at first. So that's his test. I mean, the rest of the NFL, I mean, sure, they might lose a couple games because the defense might not hold up. I mean, the defense looks a lot better.
Oh, it's definitely better than it was last year.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So that team's a problem, man. That's a problem team.
It's going to get really interesting.
Like they could, that's a 15-1 team they look like to me.
It's going to be really interesting.
Because it's not only that they're beating down like bad teams, you know, like they're not beating down bad teams.
The Ravens defense is not a bad defense.
The Jags defense is obviously proven the next two teams they played that they're pretty yeah. damn good too. They beat they hold the Titans to what? 7 points. They held the Texans, who are a pretty good offense, to 13.
Yeah.
Bro. That's what I'm saying. So that Jags defense ain't no joke either. So for Mahomes to go up there and put 40 on him, throw 300 yards, 250 yards in the first quarter on him, that had to be like that's bad, man. That's bad stuff.
And Hill's not even there.
Hill's not there. His best player's not even there.
The guy just.
I guess you say Travis Kelce's his best player, but
man,
he's
not even getting the looks.
He's not getting the looks like he used to. Yeah, no. Cole Hardman. And DeMarcus Robinson,
Sammy Watkins.
It doesn't matter, but basically he's proven like you could put me out there. I bet I could go get a long touchdown somehow.
I mean, he'll put that ball where it needs to be. You know that.
Like, seriously, man, I feel like that. It doesn't matter who is out there. He's gonna figure it out, and Andy Reid's gonna get the guy, scheme the guy open. So, it's gonna be a long season for the rest of the NFL. And
I'm terrified when the Packers go there. Oh no, they're coming to Lambeau.
See, that's going to be a good matchup.
They're going to Lambeau.
That's because the Packers secondary is good.
End of October. That's going to be great.
They're good,
man. That's
going
to be really good.
They're good. They're actually on a TV right there behind us.
I know, Marcus. All these TVs over here. It's
TVs, baseball on everywhere. We got baseball.
I got my Brewers right in the middle of clinching the wild card spot.
Uh-oh.
The Cardinals lost to the Diamondbacks today. So if the Brewers pull this off, they're only one game back in the division. I think one and a half.
Are they in the wild card still?
Oh, yeah, they win today. They clinch it.
Oh, okay. I know it's a sidetrack, everybody, for a little baseball, but, you know.
There's a lot going on here.
There's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here on Marley's and Chandler.
Fashion Square.
You know, make sure you guys come check us out. Once again, here's another plug. Come check us out next week. Come check us out right now. Hey.
Yeah, no, shoot.
Right. All right. So enough about Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's perfect. Let's get into Danny Dimes, Chris. Danny Dimes.
He finally played.
Danny Dimes finally played.
They finally gave him the ball.
And led a comeback.
I'm going to say that he played well, but I'm not going to say that he led a comeback.
I mean, he did lead a comeback, Chris.
Marcus,
they were down two touchdowns.
They lost that game. The kicker just missed. That's all.
They were down two touchdowns.
That game was over.
They were down two touchdowns, Doc.
That game was over.
You can't act like they weren't down two touchdowns, though. That game looked like the Giants were just going to demolish them. I mean, the Bucks were going to demolish them. Mike Evans had like 180 yards in the first quarter.
3 touchdowns in the first half. Yeah, that was really impressive.
So, you know, that game did not look close. But I got to admit, man, I was pretty impressed with Daniel. I was a little – like I saw the guy in college, and I think they're making it a little easy for him right now. He's not having to do a lot of, let's say – deep reading the field.
No.
Okay. So, I mean, they're giving us a lot of easy drags. He's actually got some pretty decent playmakers around him, to be honest. I mean, Evan Engram is a weapon. He's a tight end, runs a 4-4. It's a damn weapon.
Absolutely.
Right? So, and he made that one-handed catch for him. Like, he doesn't have, that team is not that bad around him. It kind of says a lot about Eli to me.
I think that's a fair point.
I think this says a lot about Eli.
But
that game, then the more they said about Daniel Jones, then the more they said about Eli. Because basically, they found a guy. Like, if Odell Beckham was there, dog, I think Odell Beckham would be happy.
No, I said that I was willing to take my foot off the brake for Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to be slamming on the brake here with Daniel Jones.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. That stat line is impressive. And he made some good throws. But there were some things that still happened that, I mean, you could tell that he's a rookie. And you could tell that there's the potential for trouble. I don't think that it's fair to grade a first game in a situation where they were down as big as they were.
Mm-hmm.
Because all that allows for is the defense to throttle down and to think they got the game locked up and they absolutely just stopped playing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. I think that's what we saw. I think we saw that defense just take a step back, think they got it in the bag, and Daniel Jones made them pay.
See, I mean, you can look at it that way, right? You can look at it that way, like it's Daniel Jones, and they played a little soft defense on him and made a comeback. But, man, I think some of the throws that he was making, it kind of changed a little bit of my perspective. And just his pocket presence, too. I was really impressed with his pocket presence. He wasn't scared of the pressure. He would avoid it, step up, make a big throw, make big throws downfield. So I was impressed with all that. I was impressed with his play as a quarterback.
I don't think that defense cared enough.
And I think that he has potential to become an even better quarterback. And he's, like, so athletic. I mean, I knew he was athletic at Duke, but he really showed off his athleticism a lot.
That I will agree with.
Right? And I was literally impressed. I mean, he didn't make a bad decision. So I didn't see any, like, crazy throws or he just throwing it up. I mean, he was super aggressive. I mean, he had one play where he had a dig and a go route, and the dig was over him, but he took the go route. I mean, but I guess you could be like, okay, well, he's aggressive, so that's kind of a good thing because you don't want to be check down Charlie. It's just how you look at it. But, I mean, he had the easier throw underneath for probably just as big of a gain than of the deep ball he threw. So I think he still needs a little bit of work on kind of just if NFL defenses just don't like, hey, Daniel Jones, you beat me, I'm going to stop Saquon, and let's see what you can do. It was very easy. It was like a lot of man-to-man.
He's not going
to
have that luxury.
A lot of man-to-man.
He's not going to have that luxury with Saquon.
They didn't try to confuse him. They didn't try to, like, switch things up. It was like, okay, Daniel Jones, let's see what you got. And he burned him, which I still think is a good sign, though. That's a good sign because he could have looked terrible.
I just don't think they gave him any respect.
Of course they didn't.
Zero.
But he burned them when they didn't. So that's what I'm saying. So that's a good way to look at it is that if you're a team's telling you, burn me, right, and you burn them, they're not going to come up and play you like that. It's all about how he adjusts. But still, next week, I don't think a team's going to be giving that much respect that quick. So it's going to be a little while.
He gets Washington.
Yeah, well, we know they're not
good.
He gets
Washington. But
they can't play no defense.
Well, you get a Washington team that, while the stats may say something different, I really think they gave it to Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, that's Mitch Trubisky, though, man. Come on, bro. Why are we talking about Mitch right now?
No, I want to go there. I don't like that Mitch was getting as much props as he was. I think they were completely undeserved just because he threw three touchdowns.
Well, you got to look at the context of the touchdowns.
Oh, hey, you're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the choir.
You got
to
look at the context.
I'm right there with you. I was not a fan of what I saw with him on Monday night. I was not a fan at all. If anything, he just continues to prove what I've been saying about him for the last season and a half.
Yeah, I mean, Mitch is just Mitch at this point.
His
team is way too damn good. That offense is way too damn good around him for it to be that average.
I don't know if I agree with that because I don't think that they have a number one receiver.
Look at Allen Robinson.
He's not a number one receiver.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I think he's a number two receiver. I don't see Allen Robinson.
I think he's number one with a good quarterback. That's what I think. with Mitch Trubisky, no, he doesn't look like a number one. You're right, Chris. But with a good quarterback, I mean, he looked pretty good. Yeah, if he was on Green Bay, I think he'd look a whole lot better. If he was in, like, any place with a halfway – if he was in Houston, I think he would look a whole lot better. It's just the quarterback he's playing with. just doesn't have it. His coach knows he doesn't have it. So
they
his
call
coach
the plays
is,
like he doesn't have it too.
They call the plays like he doesn't have it, but he's like, well, this is the best we got. And, you know, I just hope they don't pay him, which is kind of a scary thing. If they keep winning, they're going to have to pay him.
No, they're not. No,
I don't know, Chris.
No, no, no.
The Bears are considered a great organization, but they've been losers for a while. Let's
be
honest.
They keep doing these great decisions at the quarterback position.
How much did they pay Jay Cutler? What's Jay Cutler's contract?
Jay Cutler got $100 million.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler got it was the best contract that the Packers ever had.
7 years.
7 years, 107, I think is what it was.
7 years.
It was the best Packer contract.
Dog. How you give Jay Cutler 7 years? See, that's my point. Like you give
Jay
Cutler.
How do you give up what they did to draft Mitch Trubisky?
It is not. I mean, yeah, they got the Khalil Mack trade done, but that's more about the incompetence of the Raiders. It's not about the Bears. The Bears are the Bears at this point.
They're gonna fight Detroit for the bottom of the division.
Man, you better worry about Detroit, man. You playing around? They're undefeated.
Just calm down.
Matthew Stafford, he's
just calm down.
He switched the game up.
What are the records of the teams?
Matthew
that they
Stafford.
Beat? What are the records of the teams that they beat?
Okay, well they beat the Chargers. I mean, Chargers have played two good teams. They play the Texans and the Lions. So we got to decide if the Lions are good. The Texans are good. So the Chargers are 1-2, and they barely beat the Chargers, right?
One and two.
Okay. All right. But come on, the Chargers are the Chargers a bad team, Chris?
Numbers say what they say. They're not the same team without Melvin Gordon. That's for sure. That's 100% sure. They're not the same team without Melvin
Gordon.
Your
Bill Parcells record says what you are. Yeah,
there you go.
I don't know.
That defense isn't the same. They've got a lot of injuries on the back end.
I mean, are the Eagles bad?
We're going to find out this weekend. That's not
going
to be an easy
they?
Game going into Green Bay.
Are the Eagles bad or are the Eagles just playing really good teams to start the year?
We're going to find out.
See, that's my thing. I mean, the Eagles have played the Lions, who are obviously better than we all thought. And you're not going to admit that, but they are.
I think
played
they were underestimated.
The Chargers.
I think that they were underestimated.
No. They played the Falcons, which I don't know about the Falcons. Maybe see, I don't know about the Eagles. We'll find out about the Eagles.
We're going to find out about all three of
those
we'll
teams. Get into that later. We'll get into that later. We're still talking about Danny Dimes a little bit over here. We got a little sidetracked, but Danny Dimes did look pretty good. He had a pretty good game, man. I thought he really kind of shut people up though. He's definitely He's definitely a competent NFL quarterback. It doesn't. We don't know what tier he's going to be 3 years from now, but
he's
going to be.
He's going to be this year, Marcus.
He's going to be. I can see him definitely being at the lowest a tier three NFL quarterback. That's what you could just tell if you're competent or not. Like if you could just hold your own,
Marcus. I'm not going there yet with you.
You can though.
I'm not going there.
You
yet
can tell
you.
At the beginning. Come on, Chris. You're telling me when you watch a rookie that you can't tell right away if he could be competent or not.
All right, he's got a chance of being competent.
Okay.
He's got a chance of being.
He definitely has a chance to be competent.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see what happens.
No, because look at it this way. Look, all the rookie debuts that you've seen. The really bad guys like Paxton Lynch, you could tell right away. Paxton Lynch, it didn't matter. You could play cover zero with Paxton Lynch. Didn't matter. It wasn't going to make a difference. And that's my point. Like, you could tell if somebody is competent enough to, like, if you play a decent coverage on him or you don't try to fool him too much that he's going to play a good quarterback. And I think that he showed that at least.
Well, I will agree that
I'm
he
still
showed,
not going to say he's worth the sixth pick. I'm not going to jump that far, but he definitely looked like he's competent for sure.
I will agree that against what he saw, which I don't think was a lot, and I don't think it was the full effort of a defense that is better than how they played that day.
Let's compare him to another rookie quarterback. Let's compare him to Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's performance. Next to Daniel Jones' performance. I know it's only been one game, but it's been three.
Why are you doing that to me, man?
Well, like,
why are you pitting the two guys that I want to talk the most crap about in this rookie season?
I just want to let you – I mean, Kyler had his YPA was 4.0 the other day? Nobody's talking about that, though.
Nobody wants – No.
Somebody got to explain to me QBR. Like, if you
– No, I don't want any explanation
of
QBR.
I need one because – Kyler Murray had a YPA of 4.0.
You ready for it?
And for some reason, his QBR is still 54. Like, I don't care if he ran for 48 yards.
Like, ESPN made it up, so that's why QBR matters.
I really think QBR and like EPA is some guy like got mad that his fantasy team running back got all messed up, and he just wanted to get rid of running backs for the forever, so he made up EPA, which kind of puts running backs in a bad spot. That's what I think really EPA was created by. A guy who lost his fantasy because, like, I'm trying to think of a 2010, because Jamal Charles got hurt or something in the playoffs. He was so mad that he said, I'm going to create EPA.
Oh.
And I'm going to get rid of all the running backs that there is. That's my personal opinion on EPA, but Kyler Murray, yeah, he struggled last game.
Last game?
But you got to think about this. Think about his YPA the first two games. I gotta look this up. I gotta look up his stats, because his YPA the first game was 5.7. Okay, the next game, his third game, 4.0, and that kind of seems like a pattern.
Well, here's my question for you.
It's a pattern.
Mr. Air Raid over there.
That's a pattern.
Mr. Air Raid. I'm high on Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay.
Is it Kyler Murray or is it the offense?
It's a little bit of both. I think it was above. It's both.
So two wrongs making a wrong.
I think Cliff
wrong.
Doesn't have the weapons to run the offense that he really, really wants to run. I think they should play Andy Isabella because he's your fastest player. It's your only deep threat, but it's also kind of concerning that he's seventh on the depth chart of your seven wide receivers on your roster. That's very concerning to me. He's your second-round draft pick. He can't beat out Trent Sheffield. That's scary, Chris. So
that's Cliff's team, man.
Right? It's just bad. So, yeah, last game he was 29-54. Last game he was 30-43. 173 yards. He threw 43 attempts to get the 173 yards.
Yeah, him and 4.0. Mitch Trubisky doing the same thing.
He threw two picks last week. You see that? That Jackson pick? Where he jumped like 50 feet in the air. You see that?
That was really impressive. In the backdrop, you see the first down marker.
Yeah,
and you see how high he climbs up that stick.
Oh,
and it's impressive.
It's crazy. So yeah, Kyler is. I don't know if that's a good question. Is it him or is it Cliff Kingsbury? But I just know his YPA is 6.1 right now, and his quarterback rating is 79 when there's 10 guys with over 100. So if that tells you that if your quarterback rating is 79, that's not very good.
No.
You got to be at least in the 90s in the NFL these days.
Oh, at least.
For sure. You got to be in the 90s.
Yes. Agreed.
Got to be in the 90s, right? Man, I just – I gotta study this more. I gotta study it before I go. It's full Cliff. It's full Kyler. Because I don't know if Kyler's – maybe he's – because he wasn't gun-shy in college, so maybe he's getting gun-shy.
I don't think he's gun-shy, Marcus. I don't think it's Kyler.
You think it's Cliff.
I know it's Cliff. I've been saying this since they said that he was the head coach of that team. And I have been talking about this for a long time now.
I mean, the air raid is based on a lot of short passes. It is.
It's Cliff. And once he's gone next year and Kyler's got to learn a new offense.
He's not going to be gone. He's not going to be gone.
Okay.
Not going to be gone.
You think?
There's no way. They're not going to eat that. Just the same way the Raiders should fire John Gruden, but they're not going to.
John Gruden's different than Cliff Kingsbury.
But they should fire him, but they're not going to. So
John Gruden is different than Cliff Kingsbury.
He's so terrible, Chris. I just thought I'd let you know that. I'm not going to get into it.
There's no rant. There's no rant session in this episode, Marcus.
John Gruden is not awful.
That is not one of the. That's not one of the topics this week.
I just got to get this out. So you're playing a team that plays cover two, and you're going to do a bunch of smash concepts with quick outs and corner routes when there's a guy playing safety over the top and there's a guy playing underneath of both concepts. Are you serious? Anyways, okay, next topic. I had to get that out.
I know you've been sitting on that one for a little.
That's crazy.
You've been sitting on that one for a little.
Another second-year quarterback that made his debut was Mason Rudolph, Mr. 1.8. I said Teddy Bridgewater. 1.8 depth of average depth of target was Teddy Bridgewater, which is awful too. But Mason Rudolph, who had two completions over a yard in the air. I mean, one was a touchdown. I think two were touchdowns, actually. They're both touchdowns.
They both were. The ball. They're the both that went downfield were touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, one was a pretty nice pass, Deontay Johnson. The other one was to J.J. Smith-Schuster, Juju Smith-Schuster. But he didn't look very good, Chris. Let's just be honest. He didn't look very good.
I don't know if that offense knows what it wants to be without Big Ben. I don't think there's an identity there.
Well, James Conner's struggling.
Well, and I think that he's still coming off of that injury.
Yeah.
I think it was a little bit worse than they said, and he fought through it through the week in practice, and he made sure that he sounded good so that he got back out on the field. And there's two reasons why for me.
Okay.
One is because he knows that he's got to be a – you know, you're playing running back in the NFL. You can't be babying everything, one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they like Samuels a lot there in Pittsburgh. They like his backup a lot there in Pittsburgh. So I think he's actually worried about losing his position if he took a week off.
I think Pittsburgh's in big trouble because they might pick top five and they give up their first-round pick.
Yeah, that you know, because that defense didn't look all that good either yesterday or last.
I mean, they had five turnovers.
Did they really?
Yeah. I mean, because that gets to another thing was with Jimmy Garoppolo is what's up with Jimmy and forcing the ball into traffic and being late with the football all the time. You know, Mr. Pat the football, that's what I call him. Just keep patting it. Keep patting it, Jimmy. Keep patting it. He's going to be open eventually.
Did I missed that, man, completely.
Yeah. Minkah Fitzpatrick got an interception last week.
Well, there's your value for that.
Top five, though.
Top five pick you're going to lose.
Top five, bro. You could get like Chase Young or Jerry Jeudy or nope.
Not next year.
Nope. You're getting the fourth string. You're getting the fourth string Alabama wide receiver in the third. get it. Jerry Jeudy or Henry Ruggs. It's crazy, man. That was crazy. Because obviously, I mean, because this is what I talk about, Chris. Danny between Daniel Jones and Mason Rudolph, you know they're looking at the same coverages. They weren't going to try to confuse. They're going to try to stop the run and make Mason beat them. And one guy had a YP of 9.3, and the other guy threw two passes over a yard.
Yeah, but so, Marcus, those are two different games. Those are two different games. You don't have the Niners defense taking their foot off the gas and just.
Yeah, and that pass rush is a little different. But he still had a lot of time, dude.
Don't get me wrong. I like where you're coming from, but those are. The defenses are not playing the same. I want to see – I'll take that comparison between the two of them when they're both in the same situation, when they're both playing a game that matters the entire time. You can't give me somebody who played well when they're getting blown out and all of a sudden they snuck back into a game and then they won the game that they should have lost. Like, when it comes down to a kicker missing a field goal, that's not a win.
I mean, that's not a defense, though. He didn't stop the kicker from missing the field goal. That's not on him.
But that's not a win, Marcus. That's not a win. I mean,
Chris, he led the comeback.
It says W.
He led the comeback, Chris. It's a comeback, bro. I can't believe you can't. You hate another comeback.
They gave up.
I don't know, man. I don't know why you hating on the comeback, bro.
They gave up thinking the rookie was who we've been talking about as this nobody all through preseason, pump your brakes. And then they came out and laid an egg defensively after they went up as big as they did. That's what that was. That's why I'm not there with you on Daniel Jones.
Well, he didn't look like Mason Rudolph. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
He didn't look like Mason Rudolph,
okay.
who didn't. It was 56% completion percentage, had two long touchdowns, but he still didn't look very well. But I mean, he did get sacked four times though.
He threw just as many touchdown passes.
Hold on, I got that wrong. He got sacked twice. He had four drops, I guess, but.
Threw just as many touchdown passes.
Those must have been screen drops because he had two passes. That must have been some drops of some screens.
That stat that they just two passes over 1 yard. Come on.
Two passes, Chris. Oh, my God. That is bad. All right, so enough about Mason. You know, that's enough about him. Let's get into the talkative Mr. Big Summer, Mr. Big GQ. You know, want to talk about Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, who had a nice little words for Rex Ryan today.
Yes, he did.
Talking about that's why he's not in a uniform anymore. I'm like, well, I mean, at least Rex Ryan beat Peyton Manning all the time. So, I mean, I mean, let's be real. He made Peyton Manning look pretty average in the playoffs, but, you know, whatever.
I mean, Baker did it to himself.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
So what do you think's wrong with him, Chris? What do you think's wrong with Baker Mayfield?
We talked about it. He's forcing the ball.
Big time.
Big time.
What else? He's always forced the football.
So there's one thing to force the football. There's another thing to do it into double and triple coverage.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you're trying to fit a window in zone coverage that is going to collapse on you. But it's another thing where you got two guys, one over the top, one underneath, mm-hmm. and you're still trying to make the throw anyway. It's a double team.
Yeah.
You don't throw into double teams like that. Doesn't matter who your receiver is. Especially when you got the check down that's right there, and that'll get you the first down on its own.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference. It's one thing where you're throwing the ball into tight windows against zone coverage because, you know what, that's where the ball's got to go.
Yeah.
Versus, listen, I got a guy open here, but I'm not going to take the easy money here. I'm going to force it downfield because I need to do that.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I think that's where he is. If we see him dial it back and take what is given to him, I think you'll see that offense click a little bit better. And then that deep ball will come. But because he talked such a big game in the offseason, he's got to meet those expectations. And he put the pressure on himself.
See, I see a lot of things going on here. I see Baker is not playing well. The feel in the pocket that he had last year has just disappeared. Like I even in college, he had a pretty good feel in the pocket. But now he's just bailing for no damn reason. And he just has no feel. Like he's just like he's not feeling the pressure and like moving and skating like he was last year or like escaping through the B gap, right? You know, usually good quarterbacks, when they escape through the B gap because the B gap gives them a little chance to around their feet if they roll left, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And he used to do that pretty good last year, but now he's just bailing. He's not even doing anything like that. And I think for some reason Freddie Kitchens is just not good. So it's a mixture of both. It's a mixture of coaching. Because one, Freddie Kitchens has Todd Monken there. Todd Monken was the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Bucks last year. Tampa Bay Bucks were terrible defensively, but they were pretty awesome offensively. And they ran a lot of deep stuff. DeSean Jackson, Mike Evans had 1,500 yards on 80 catches. There's just a lot of deep balls going everywhere. He was pretty creative of getting those guys in space and working it out, right? Freddie Kitchens won't let him call plays. So why is he there? Why'd you bring him there, Freddie? If you're not even going to use any of his concepts or any of his creativity, why is he there?
I think Freddie bit into the narrative of all the personalities that he's got to manage as a head coach. And because he called the plays last year, he's not going to feed the narrative of I've got to manage all these players that I got to step away from what I did so well last year.
Yeah.
So I think he's got a little bit of an ego there. I think there's a lot of ego in Cleveland, and they need to quickly lose the ego and humble themselves a little and make those right decisions to get back on track.
I just don't get why you bring him there if you're not going to use any of his creativity at all. Like, he had Ryan Fitzpatrick looking like a pretty
magic, baby.
Pretty damn good quarterback. That's Todd Monken. Dirk Cutter backed up. Let Todd Monken call the plays. Bro, like, what are you doing?
Well, there's two things that'll happen. Either Freddie will do the right play and figure it out and allow the offense to get creative, or he won't be there next year. And the calls, the plays will be called by the guy that it's supposed to be called by.
Well, their schedule looks tough, man, so I don't know.
Oh, no, yeah, they're in a lot of trouble. They got a big stretch, and it starts right away with Baltimore, in Baltimore. Good luck, especially Baltimore coming off of a loss. Good luck.
Yeah, they got. I got to look this up, who they got pretty soon here.
That game should end like 14-10.
So they got Baltimore, San Francisco, which I think, I don't know if San Francisco good or not. We got to figure that out. I don't know.
Isn't it on the road, though?
Because who have they played? They played the Bucks. They played the Bucks. They played the Bengals. And the Steelers without Ben Roethlisberger or anybody like that. So I don't know about the Niners. Seattle, I think Seattle's pretty good. I think the Saints just kind of team them. They basically like, hey, we're going to rally around Teddy and we're just going to be a great team. And that's what they happen to
Seattle. Seattle lost at home.
Yeah, but they got. I think they got caught off guard. They weren't prepared for like the team to be like. They had a special teams touchdown. They had a defensive touchdown. They had, you know, and Teddy had an average depth of target of 1.8 yards. So like that's it was a and Alvin Kamara breaking 80 tackles. So it was more of like a team effort to beat Seattle. So I think Seattle's better than what people give them. And then they got New England after that. So they could be like, I mean, I can give them one of those games.
Two and five. 2-5 in the next.
Ooh. Does Baker have a full meltdown at that point?
Oh, they'll fire Freddie Kitchens before that happens.
Ah, they won't fire. But can you see Baker having a full meltdown?
I could see them firing him and going in another intern.
I don't want to go there at the Ryan Leaf moment. I just think that we might see him just get a little feisty with the reporter.
Do you think him and Odell on the sidelines like together have a meltdown or like at each other have a meltdown?
It depends on how the relationship really is. Like, does he feel like Baker's not able to get him the ball like Eli, or does he feel like it all depends on the relationship? I don't know how the relationship is right now, but losing does tear people apart, especially if you're throwing picks.
Absolutely.
Or bailing empty pockets or not having the knowledge of what's around you and seeing that you had a wide open draw that you, even if you didn't make it, I mean, it would have been smart for you to take that instead of run the play that you ran.
Mm-hmm.
Dive, bro. Like, dive. Put your life on the line. It's for the game. You know what I mean? Like, so I think he could have made it. Those guys' backs were turned. He should have saw that. As soon as their backs turned and he stepped back. That's what Daniel Jones did. That's what I'm talking about. We talk about that. I'm going back to Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones stepped back. Everybody's backs turned. Guess
that
what he did?
That middle got so open.
But he saw it, though. Middle. It was open for Baker, too. He didn't see it. See, I mean, I'm telling you, that's what I liked about Daniel. It kind of like, it's him and Baker basically have the same situation. Baker was talking crap about him before the season started.
Baker was talking about everything.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, like, who are you at this point? Like, I get it. You won the Heisman and all that, but you got to show and prove in the NFL, bro.
Yep.
Got to show and prove.
Yep.
Got to show and prove. All right. So we got Baker. What else we got here? We got a little touch on Gardner Minshew a little bit.
I do want to go there. Right, I got a bone to pick with you, Marcus.
I got a bone to pick with me about it.
I got a bone to
it.
Pick with you about Gardner.
All right. So Gardner Minshew got his first win of his career on Thursday night against a pretty good Titans defense. Won't say the offense because we all know who their quarterback is. So, Mr. Take a Sack.
He took so many sacks.
He just takes sacks.
He took so many sacks.
His offensive line has to hate him at this point, don't they?
Well, I mean, they're missing their left tackle.
But even then, like they could have a perfect blocking, and he's going to hold the ball for 5 seconds.
Well, they didn't have perfect blocking, though.
I mean, that
Jackson Campbell ate them alive.
So Gardner Minshew, he played pretty well. I mean, he had pretty average numbers. His numbers aren't exciting. They don't jump off to you. I mean, at 6.8 YPA, 20 of 30, 204. I mean, his rating was good, but, I mean, you throw 2 touchdowns and have no picks, you'd have a pretty decent rating. But he looked pretty good. I think he has some pretty good throws. He looked like he definitely is learning the game, but
he's
working it out. Yeah, he's getting a little underestimated.
He got underestimated big time because – and the reason I have a bone to pick with you
– okay.
– is because you were tweeting during the game – by how great these air raid quarterbacks were. Now, Gardner Minshew, here's something to think about. He's an air raid quarterback, too. And you did it after he threw the touchdown pass. Well, Marcus, you know what I did? I looked at that touchdown pass.
Okay.
And you know what I saw?
What?
I should read my tweet verbatim is what I should do. Right back at you that I threw at you.
Chris.
I saw a man on the right hash.
Okay.
In shotgun. With the safety... Head up on him.
Okay.
So the safety's playing half the field.
Yeah.
He's actually playing a quarter of the field right now.
Yeah.
And you got your wide receiver spread all the way to the left, and you see man coverage across the board. Single high safety, man coverage across the board. He didn't even have to look the safety off, Marcus. He just threw a fade pattern into the end zone because a 6'4 wide receiver had man coverage against a 5'10 cornerback, and he was locked up in man press, and all he had to do was swat his arm away so that he could beat him to the outside, and he beat him to the outside because, duh, of course, and you just put a ball at the sideline, and you just let your 6'4 guy go and get it. It could not have been an easier throw to make, and I hate what Gardner did with his feet. He just did this little, like two-step hop move.
Yeah.
And then just put the ball up. Lazy feet for an easy throw. And you wanted to talk about how great these air raid quarterbacks were.
No, I just want to know the last bad one.
Marcus, they're all bad.
Who's the last bad one? Straight up.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, we don't know if he's bad yet. You said it was the coach right now.
Well, you said it's him too, though.
I said it's a little bit of both. You can't use my argument against me. So what we got? We got Kyler, you know, Baker.
No, don't start.
Baker Mayfield.
He's playing awful.
He played well his first year, though. He played well his first year.
Okay.
It could be fixable. Uh-huh. Maybe he's going through a tough stretch. Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff.
Do not trade and say that is air raid that he was playing at UCLA. Oh, I'm sorry, at Cal.
He was playing air raid at Cal.
Rosen was at UCLA.
He was playing air raid at Cal. He's an air raid quarterback, Sonny Dykes, right? There's, you know, Patrick Mahomes. Chris, the narratives have changed. There's the Luke Falk, okay? Is Luke Folks. Gardner Minshew's the first one to come from Washington State. You just don't get it from Washington State. You got to get it from everywhere else.
You mean where they run the true air raid?
Yeah.
Where they run the actual air raid?
Yeah.
Don't get the actual air raid guy. Okay.
Go get a guy who runs an element.
Version of the air raid. Okay. All right. So let me understand this. We're not talking about air raid quarterbacks. We're talking about quarterbacks that occasionally have a piece of the air raid, kind of.
I mean, a coach that is like the West Coast offense.
Don't do that.
Yes.
I'm not letting you do that.
Yes. Kyle Shanahan's West Coast offense is a little different than Sean McVay's West Coast offense. And then you got who else West Coast offense? You got Mike Holmgren's a little different. And it's throwing elements off each other. You know what I'm saying? Andy Reid technically is running an enhanced West Coast offense.
You're just trying to get me to yell. That's all it is.
I'm telling you, man, there's different versions of stuff, but they all have the same elements, you know, and they've been putting out good quarterbacks. I'm just saying, man.
Uh-huh. All right, Mr. Air Raid.
I'm just saying, you just don't get it from Mike Leach. I mean, Gardner Minshew's trying to break that, but you just don't get it from Mike.
You know what? I think that young man in New York playing for that Jets team is going to be better than people think as well. And I'm not saying that to help your narrative. I think the kid looked better than he's getting credit for.
Oh, Luke Falk?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But Mike Leach, you just don't draft him for Mike Leach, bro. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Lincoln Riley, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Who'd he coach with? Who'd Lincoln Riley coach with when he started coaching?
I don't know. I don't even get
anything. You don't know where that was?
No.
It wasn't in Texas, at Texas.
Texas with Mack Brown?
No, not Texas Tech.
Who's Cliff Kingsbury?
It was before Cliff.
Huh?
It was before Cliff.
Mike Leach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Leach guy.
But he's an advanced Leach guy.
Okay.
He's got more pro elements to his.
He's a Leach guy.
You just don't draft him directly from Mike Leach, you know? It's like, because if you draft him directly from Mike Leach, you get Tim Couch. Because that's how Mom's guy.
Wow.
The original Air Raids, Tim Couch, bro.
Tim Couch?
That's what you get. You get Tim Couch, bro. If you, you mess around with Hal Mum and Mike Leach, that's what you get, bro.
All right, Marcus.
But I'm telling you, man, you got to find your Air Raid quarterback, bro.
All
right. I mean, it's hit or miss. You know what I'm saying?
You're not going to get any love from me about those air raid quarterbacks. It's not happening. It's not happening.
I don't know. You got to let it go, Chris. You just got to let it go, man. All right. Let's get into the Thursday night game. It's finally a good one.
I know.
God damn. I mean.
It'll probably be the highest. It is going to be the highest rated Thursday night game so far this year.
Winston's a big game, man.
I think this Thursday gets higher ratings than Monday night does.
Probably.
Do you see who's playing Monday night?
I saw it, but I didn't even want to think about it. I was super, super mad. It's like Bengals Steelers, right?
It's exactly what it is.
Good Lord.
Can they flex? Can they flex yet?
No,
this
they
year?
Can't flex Monday night games. They only flex Sunday night games because Al Michaels has full control of TV football. He's like, I want that game.
Somebody needs to get the Monday night schedule another look.
Al just points to the schedule. This game sucks. I want that one. They're all, okay, Al. Whatever you want.
Well, this Thursday, there's a lot of potential here.
I was surprised the Ravens-Chiefs wasn't on Sunday night football, to be honest.
Yeah, that was
interesting.
Very interesting.
They just wanted to put, they wanted to put the Browns on TV.
Those two quarterbacks, you know why they put the Browns
on. He forced the Browns on TV.
Yeah, well, Baker Mayfield's forced them on TV. That's one thing I'll give him. His level of confidence and what he said all off season and all summer long.
Yeah.
He got them in all these primetime games. They've already had two primetime games.
I know. It's wild.
That's insane. A game like Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes doesn't get the billing that it should.
It should, man. It should, for sure.
But Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz.
I wonder about Carson without the weapons. He's been okay.
Well, so
he's been struggling
he'll be
a little
missing,
bit.
He'll be missing DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
They already declared him out. He'll be missing.
He might get Alshon back.
Alshon was not ruled out. I think he's just questionable. But they ruled out Corey Clements. So on the offensive side of the ball, there's only those two that were ruled out. I'm sorry. Clemens didn't get ruled out. It was two on the defensive side of the ball. It was just DeSean Jackson that got ruled out offensively already. On the defensive side of the ball, they're missing one of their starting corners.
Okay.
And they're missing one of their starting defensive tackles.
Okay.
So those are two pieces that they're going to miss against Aaron Rodgers. I think that could cause them some problems. Even though Rodgers is still trying to figure out the offense. But there's a lot of flashes there offensively for what's going on with the Packers. Now, defensively, what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz could be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, the Packers defense, that pass rush is the problem.
In three games, Marcus, the two outside linebackers that they signed in free agency did more in three games than Clay Matthews and Nick Perry combined for all last season.
See, Clay Matthews is like, man, well, I got three sacks this year, though, so I don't know which. Maybe it was y'all.
Hey, whatever. Those contracts have already paid for themselves.
I know. So this is what I'm saying. Like, it's the pass rush. It's Darius Smith is getting after it. Preston Smith is getting after it. They got to come up with a nickname or something. Smith and Smith. I don't know. They need a nickname.
It's like
you guys, Packer Nation, you got to figure that out. They're going to have a nickname by the end of this year for sure. Jerry Alexander is.
He is the next shutdown corner.
He's
crazy good. Did you see him grown man that ball away from Noah Fant?
He's crazy good.
He's just like, give me that ball.
So, see, I saw a breakdown on that play, Chris. It actually just happened right now behind us. There's a breakdown of that play. So I guess he's out of position. I guess there's a wide receiver that's wide open in the corner. And the back safety, I don't know who the safety is behind him.
It was either Amos or if it was over the top in the middle of the field, it was Savage.
And Amos pointing to Alexander, like, get over there. Alexander just goes, no. And then he just stays where he's at, feels it a little bit. It goes right to Fant. He just goes and takes the ball from him. I'm like, oh, my God, you are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, so he knew what was coming. That was the difference, is that he knew that he didn't need to guard that guy. That's crazy. He said, like, nah, I got this. He's basically like, I got this.
It's wow. Exciting being a Packer fan right now.
Oh, my God.
Because you and I talked about this.
Yeah.
You thought I was a little bold in how my feelings of what the defense was going to do this year.
Yeah.
Because what I talked about last year was a top 10 defense before everybody got hurt.
Yeah.
So I was very excited with the potential of what was going to happen here defensively for the Packers. To see what they're doing, they're beyond exceeding my expectations. Beyond exceeding. Now, they still were a little sloppy with the tackles, so that's going to make me a little nervous for this week.
Yeah.
Because it is difficult to get Carson Wentz down.
It is.
So unless they can shore up the tackling, then I'm going to be a little nervous about what Carson can do if he is given a little extra time.
Yeah, I think if Carson's given a little extra time, I mean, they can make it happen. The Eagles, but I think the Eagles are really, really hurting at wide receiver right now, and they're not going to be able to move the ball against the Packers. I think they're really going to struggle to move the ball. I think Packers probably win this game like 27-10. I think it's going to be a game like that. Eagles Nation's going to be calling for Nick Foles. They're going to see they're going to be Winston Dud. They're going to be like, the Raiders are with Derek Carr. Raider Nation is with Derek Carr. Just get rid of him. Why do we pay this guy? He's not worth $30 million. You're going to see all those tweets. They're going to be freaking out.
That was a pretty impressive Eagles fan going after
Nelson Aguilar.
Oh. Out there catching babies, unlike Nelson Aguilar. And then turning to look right at the camera. That was.
I mean, he made a big play after that drop. So I kind of feel bad for him. He's just a guy who's gonna drop passes.
Hey, props to him for how he handled it though. He invited that guy to the game.
I know. So I mean, he handled it perfectly. But you know, he's just a guy who's gonna drop passes sometimes. And I still think Matt Ryan would have scored anyway. So if he runs that in, I mean, it's Matty Ice. He's probably gonna score. So yeah, that's my take on that game. I think it's gonna be 27-10. I think Winston's gonna struggle.
Shoot, I'll take it.
I think he's going to struggle, and I think Eagles Nation is going to be upset. They're going to be freaking out. They're going to be yelling at people. They're going to be calling into the radio show. They're going to be calling into 95.7 or, I don't know, 98. I don't know what it is over there. They're going to be calling in with their Philly accents, talk about any giver to Wentz, how Wentz is a dud, and, you know, whatever they want to call him. I feel like the Wentz train is about to fall off the cliff.
I hope not. I mean, I like him. I like what he does offensively. I think that they're definitely out of rhythm right now.
Him getting hurt, bro, and Foles winning that Super Bowl is gonna haunt. It's gonna. It's not even about if he's good or not. It's just that he didn't win that Super Bowl. To Philly fans, he did not win that Super Bowl. So yeah, the smart analysis Philly fans gonna be like, oh yeah, you know, Wentz, of course, is better than Foles. Yeah, because of course he is. We all see it. Everybody sees it.
Oh yeah.
But the average casual fan sees Foles won a Super Bowl, Wentz didn't. So it's kind of like Steve Young. When Steve Young was the Niners, he won two MVPs. He won back-to-back.
Yeah.
And fans were like, well, he's not Joe. You know what I'm saying? So it will always be like that. Well, Nick was so good in the playoffs. He's so daring. He just threw the ball up whenever he wanted to, you know, so.
It's so daring.
That's how fans are, you know? He dinks and dunks too much. He does this, you know. You know, that's how fans are going to be with Wentz. Like, and it's going to be messed up, but
that's very messed
up. That's Philly, dog.
And
it's going to go down, I'm telling you. It's going to be like 27-10 because that they're going to be all over him. He's not going to be there to get any separation. It's going to be crazy. So,
well, I'm pulling for that, Marcus.
I know you are, but I kind of see this.
I would love some 4-0.
I want to see the Philly fans just freak out, you know?
It'd be nice. You know, they haven't done that in a few seasons.
And I kind of want to troll them and be like, well, Derek Carr has a higher YPA than your quarterback. Ha-ha. Who's Charlie Check down now? Who's Charlie Check down now, Chris? You know? All right, Chris, so we're at about an hour now.
Did we get there?
Yeah, we got there. We're at about an hour. Got any last words you want to say? Anything?
I'm ready for the next week of football, Marcus.
Me too, man.
I gotta see more from your boy Danny Dimes. I'm calling him your boy.
Oh, he's my boy.
I gotta see some more out of your boys that run the air raid offense. They're your boys.
I mean, we saw him from Patrick Mahomes. I don't know what else we need to see.
Get out of here.
That's the air raid. He ran an air raid. You know what I mean? So. It was a little different version.
It's
not the Mike Leach version, but he ran an air raid. So you got to take it how it is. You can't say nothing about Mahomes, bro. Can't say anything about my air raid thing because Mahomes is Mahomes. So exactly.
Mahomes is the man.
See? Mahomes is Mahomes. So air raid guys, maybe you should draft him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, and they don't got arms like Mahomes does. So let's just pump the brakes real fast, Marcus.
Yeah, you know. And the rookie quarterbacks this year, I'm really not that impressed right now, so I'm gonna keep it playing though. You know, I'm not that impressed with those guys.
No.
We're gonna talk about that another day. I just like Herbert is just a guy. I like Jacob Eason, but I'd see more. Kind of like Jordan Love, you know, and Tua is Tua. So
there's a lot to go. There's a lot to go, and this is just across the board. I don't think that it's an appropriate time to be evaluating a quarterback and saying this is who he is. I mean, maybe unless you're Patrick Mahomes,
yeah,
and you can say that's we got what we're seeing.
Yeah.
But other than that,
I feel the way about Dak, too, because Dak ain't played nobody. You see the Cowboys play? They played the Giants, they played the Redskins, and they played the Dolphins. So, yeah, they should kill those teams.
You're not going to get an argument
out of
me.
So, we'll see
about
the Cowboys.
Doing the right thing by not giving them
a
contract.
We will see
right
about
now.
The Cowboys. I'll tell you that.
There it is.
Yeah,
there's
they got
that,
the Saints this week. We'll
that
see.
Hashtag, we'll see. We finally got there.
Hashtag, we'll see.
Right.
That's
end.
One of my favorite. See, hashtag, we'll see. So
here we go.
So we'll see what the Cowboys got this week. That's one of my 3-0 teams that kind of might fall off. To be honest, man, I know I'm going to say this, the last thing I'm going to say, but these 3-0 teams, they ain't played nobody.
Well. Some of these 3-0 teams.
Okay, the Packers have. Okay, they played the Vikings. It's a good team, right?
They played the Vikings. They played the Bears.
Okay.
Those are two great defenses.
Okay.
And
Patriots,
a Denver defense that,
who had the
that
Patriots
should
play?
Have looked better than it did.
Who had the Patriots played?
I see. Now we're getting into the interesting conversation. This is their first test. It's at Buffalo, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is their first test of the year. First test of the year.
I don't know, man. I don't know about them Pats.
You got a lock this week?
A lock?
Is there a game where you look at it and you go, it's over, this is a win?
I don't know, man. Not that I think about it. Probably, who's Kansas City playing?
Kansas City is on the road. And
that's my lock. I'm good. I'm just calling a 15-1 season. Maybe 16-0.
15-1.
I'm calling it 15-1. Their defense is playing. If their defense is playing, we're going to hold you to 21 points. They're going 15-1, bro.
Wow, Marcus.
They're going 15-1. I just does that,
that
not
is
look?
That's aggressive, sir.
Who are they playing this week?
They are playing the Lions in Detroit.
See, okay, we'll see how good the Lions are.
The 2-0-1 Lions, not the 3-0 Lions.
See,
the 2-0-1.
But I really feel like if you play Mahomes, it doesn't matter because you could just get Mahomes and then you could be really damn good defense. But it's just, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to give you Houston at home versus the Panthers.
Okay.
That's my
okay.
lock.
Okay. We didn't even talk about Kyle and his performance, but we'll
get to him.
We'll see.
I'm interested to see how
he's
he
not
looks.
Playing the Cardinals, right?
Yeah.
Without Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
Two rookies playing corner.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so make sure you follow us at @ALPA_QB1 on Twitter.
Or you can just type in a little pocket awareness.
Type in a little
pocket
awareness.
You can find it that way, too.
You can find us that way, too. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Hit the iTunes subscribe button. Download on Spotify. A little pocket awareness. A little pocket awareness on iTunes, too. Make sure you keep looking us up. Download
it. Reviews. Come see us in Chandler.
Come see us in Chandler. We're live in Marley's every Wednesday.
Marley's Fashion Square Mall.
Check us out. We're out.